I can't believe this.
And yet, somehow, it's true.
I mean, this is so quick. We're going to be baby buddies.
Squeeze your legs together and cover the baby's ears.
Sid. I don't think you've met him. Ross, Rachel, this is Sid. I met him a year ago at the dermatologist's office. Thank God for adult acne.
I still can't believe it. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Really?
What do you say?
You know what? You have to speak very loudly when you're talking to Sid because he's almost completely deaf.
Oh, there you go.
So, congratulations, you two. I didn't even know you got married.
Oh, we didn't.
No, no, we...
What?
We're just having this baby together, but that's all. Yeah.
Why?
We're just not in that place, you know, but we're very excited about this.
Well, then shut me up.
Just tell me how.
Uh-oh. Oh, I feel another one coming.
Sid, you lucky deaf bastard.
What else?
He's 33.
A
widower.
Oh. He seems like a stand-up guy. Uh-huh.
Oh, and he's not into anything weird sexually.
Enter feet.
Should we tell Rachel there's an empty private room right next door to hers?
We could. Or we could have sex in it.
Only think about that. While I remove my pants.
Okay, mister. Fertilize me.
Does that sound like Janice?
If it's not, then there's two of them. And that would mean it's the end of the world.
Oh, I can't believe it's just taking so long. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. You know that feeling when you're trying to blow a St. Bernard out your ass?
And soon someone will call her mom.
Weirdest thing, did I hear? Mother, God is true. Janice,
not just Janice, Janice in labor, contracting and everything.
Oh, this should be easy. I have a very wide pelvis. You remember Chandler.
I feel so bad for you. He's your ex, and I have Richard.
Janice, I didn't even know you were pregnant. Who's the unwitting human whose essence you've stolen?
It's you. This is yours.
What?
Now, Nancy, guess we haven't slept together in years.
That's funny. Does it hurt? Does the labor hurt?
Okay, I've got one for you. If you had to, which would you rather eat, a seeing eye dog or a talking gorilla?
I'd have to say the talking gorilla, because at least I could explain to him that you're making me eat him.
Somebody went to college. What is it? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just my foot itches like crazy.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I usually get to know a girl better before I let her spoon me.
Relax. It's not like we're forking.
When? Thank you.
Sir?
Listen, you seem to really know what to do with the utensil. Would you like to go to dinner sometime?
Yeah, I'd really like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I promise I won't make you eat any remarkable animals.
I was thinking, I'd kind of like to make a move.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with the leg. Maybe a little help?
Okay. Let me fix your pillow. Please, you're so forward.
It was really nice meeting you. That's the first time I heard her voice. I didn't care for it.
Oh, that's five, Ross. Five women have had five babies, and I have had no babies. Why doesn't she want to come out?
You know what I think it is? I think you made such a nice home for her over the last 9 months that she just doesn't want to leave.
Look at you making up crap for me.
Okay.
21 hours. You're a hero.
Don't you gotta do something? I think you gotta give me drugs, or you gotta light a fire up in there and just smoke it out.
Actually, I think you're ready to go to the delivery room.
What?
10 centimeters. You're about to become a mom.
Oh, my God. Okay. Be Jessica!
Is this the same spoon that was in my cast?
You know what?
This one is. Oh my God. That's the doctor who was in my room before.
That must be one of those closed-circuit hospital channels.
No, that's a soap opera.
This is a very dramatic hospital.
I'm telling you, the guy from that show was here, in my room, asking me all these weird questions.
Okay, Mr. Percocet.
I swear to you, that's the guy.
Okay, Cliff, do you really believe that a character from a TV show was here in your room? You know what probably happened was you were watching this and you drifted off to sleep and you dreamt he was in here.
Wait, you're having a baby!
Which is of no interest to me as a neurologist, I
That's him! You know him?
Wake up, Cliff!
What is going on?
Okay. I sent my friend Joey in here to find out stuff about you. If it helps, you came off great. A lot better than I'm coming off right now.
I don't believe this. You got him to pretend he was some fake doctor?
Fake? Oh, excuse me, hello?
And then you tried to make me think that I was crazy?
You're right. That was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's just that I liked you so much. Can we just start over?
I don't think so.
But if I may, look, Cliff, you told me a lot of personal stuff about you, right? And maybe it would help if you knew some personal stuff about her. She was married to a gay ice dancer. She gave birth to her brother's triplets. Her twin sister used to do porn.
Joey, we're trying to dial down the crazy. Look, we don't really know each other, so it would be really easy to just forget about this. But there seems to be something between us. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't happen to me a lot.
Doesn't happen to me either.
Me neither.
The baby, Rachel.
Right.
Oh, I love this scene.
But I love it.
look, I gotta go too. But, oh, what do you say? Can we just have that dinner?
The triplets. You and your brother didn't actually...
No, they implanted embryos.
Then dinner sounds great.
Great, okay. All right, then I'll see you later. Okay, my friend's having a baby.
Her own?
Oh, yeah. No, she's really old-fashioned.
Push. For 5 more seconds. 5, 4...
3, 2, 1, oh!
Okay, the next contraction should be about 20 seconds.
I can't push anymore, I can't!
You're doing great.
Oh, God, 20 seconds more here!
Here we go. Okay, keep pushing. Push. Wait. I did something.
What, you do? Oh my God!
Don't say, oh my God, oh my God, what?
What is that?
It's the baby's buttocks. She's breached.
Oh my God, I thought she had 2 heads.
Is she gonna be okay?
She's gonna be fine. Yeah. Okay, she's in a more difficult position, so you're gonna have to push even harder now.
Go.
Rachel, you're gonna have to push even harder. Nothing's happening.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Yes, you can. Hey, come on, you can. I know you can do this. Let's go.
Please do it for me.
No. Come on, let's go. One more time. One final push. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Keep pushing!
Are you okay?
You have no idea how much this hurts. Keep going!
Here we go!
Oh, she's upside down, but she's coming!
Oh, God!
Oh, my God, she's here! Oh, she's perfect.
Oh, she's so tiny. Where'd she go?
They're just wrapping her up.
Okay, well, be careful with her. She's really tiny.
Here she is.
Yet? No, not yet.
That's fine. For now, we'll just call her Baby Girl Green.
Oh, no. Baby Girl Killer Green. Hello, Baby Girl.
Oh, there she is!
She's so beautiful! Oh, my God! It's amazing! Oh, I'm so glad you guys got drunk and had sex!
It's incredible. I mean, 1 minute she's inside you, and then 47 hours later, here she is.
She looks so real.
You know what I mean.
She's this whole tiny little person, and she already has eyelashes and knees and... Oh.
What?
Oh, no.
Okay.
For a second there, I counted 6 fingers, but one was from the other hand, so we're good.
Okay, my turn.
Something.
Oh, she's so cute. Oh, I could squeeze her little head. I won't. What's the matter? Nothing. I'm sorry.
I just can't stop crying.
The doctor said it's completely normal with all the hormones, plus you're sleep deprived.
So? You guys are all sleep deprived? I don't see you weeping because you put your slippers on the wrong feet. Oh, God.
What's the matter now?
I was reliving it.
So, do you know what you're going to call her yet?
Oh, wait a minute. It's not going to be baby girl? I thought that was so original.
Actually, we've narrowed it down to two names.
Yeah, and you know what? I love them both. So why don't you just pick one and that'll be it.
Well, okay, everyone, this is Isabella.
Oh, hi, Isabella. Hi.
It was.
That's not her name. I'm sorry, she just doesn't feel like an Isabella.
Then I guess Ferdinand is out.
What was the other one, Ross?
Delilah.
Oh, great. Suddenly she sounds like a biblical whore.
So, I guess we're back to baby girl.
Yay! Well, what are we going to do?
Okay, any of you find a name?
Oh, easy for you to say. You already know what your kids' names are going to be.
You do?
Yeah, I've been picked out since I was 14.
Oh, no, it's going to be named after some snack or baked good, isn't it?
Well, tell us, what are they? Okay, if it's a boy, it's Daniel.
And if it's a girl?
I don't want to say.
Oh, tell us, we're not going to want it.
Okay, it's Emma.
Emma! See, I don't want it. Do you have any other totally perfect names that you're not going to use?
Take it.
What?
Billy and Emma.
Oh, honey, but you love that name.
Yeah, but I love you more. Besides, you know, nothing goes with being unscrewed.
Oh.
Hi, Emma. Yep, that's you. You're a little M.
Oh, what's that, honey?
What? Oh, you want a little cousin? You want a cousin right now?
Do I look like a giant sperm to all of you, or... Oh, that was amazing.
I know. Oh. Hey, do you realize that we may have just changed our lives forever? We may have just started our family. 9 months from now, we could be here having our own baby.
And if not, we got to do it on a bucket.
I love you so much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Hmm. Hey. You want to do it again? This time just for us?
Probably.
Yoo-hoo. Aaron Littman Garamic would like to say hello to his future bride.
Oh, he kind of takes your breath away, doesn't he?
He's a keeper.
Look at the little munchkin. Don't you worry, because by the time you're old enough to date him, he's going to have a different nose. How are you feeling?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
Can I just say, I really admire what you're doing, raising her all alone.
Well, I'm not doing it alone. I have Ross.
Oh, sure. Now.
But what happens when he meets somebody else and he gets married?
Well, then he gets the divorce. It's Ross.
I'm telling you, Rachel, listen to Janice. They all say they're going to be there until they start their real family.
That's never going to happen with Ross.
Well, that's what I thought about my first husband. Now I'm lucky if my kid gets to spend the weekend with her father and the twins and little Miss New Boobs.
Really?
I hate to be the one to say it, but honey, you two are on your own.
Well, that's, you know, we've been along for the last 20 minutes and we're doing okay.
Besides, you know what? Maybe we won't be alone, because lately things have been happening between me and Ross. You know, right before I went into labor, we had this kiss.
You know, so I might be the beginning of something.
Hey, Janice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, who's this little guy?
Hello to Aaron, your future son-in-law.
No.
I'm
going to
leave the three of you alone.
Okay. Man, you see the kid on that nose?
Uh-huh. You know what I was thinking about?
Huh?
That kiss before we left the apartment? That was something, huh?
Yeah, it really was. But we got to be careful. we can't let that happen again, you know?
Right.
I mean, we don't want to go down that road, do we?
No, of course not. No, that's why I brought it up. They didn't have any sodas?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I was talking to this nurse, completely forgot.
And so it begins.
See you next.
Yeah, she's putting her down there. That's her.
Isn't it amazing how every baby is beautiful? Except that one? What is this, a petting zoo?
Look at Emma.
Mm. Oh. I just can't decide if she looks more like you or Rachel.
Oh, what are you kidding? She's gorgeous. It's all Rachel.
I'm sorry. For the last time, why aren't you two together again? No, I know, because you're not in that place. Which would be fine, except you totally are.
It's complicated, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you love her, you always have. You have a child together. There's no right answer.
Look, we've been together, okay, and then apart, and then together, and then apart, and now we have a baby. It's just, if we got together again and it didn't work out, I can never do that to Emma. I mean, she came into this world thinking everything, oh, that's now me. What, did they put something in the water in this place? Because Rachel and I, we're doing really well right now.
I know. And if you try to make it more, you might wreck it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Or you might get everything you wanted since you were 15.
Hey, I just saw a woman breastfeeding both of her twins at the same time. It is like a freak show up here. What's the matter?
Nothing.
What is it? Hey.
Really, nothing.
Wait, come on. What?
I've just been thinking about how my baby and I are going to be all alone.
What are you talking about alone? What about Ross?
Oh, please, he'll be with his real family.
the twins and little Miss New Boobs.
Okay, how long was I watching that woman?
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, someday Ross is going to meet somebody and he's going to have his own life. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I just never thought I'd be raising this baby all by myself. Pretty dumb, huh?
Hey, listen to me, listen to me. You are never, ever going to be alone. Okay, I promise I won't let that happen.
Joey, sweetie, what would I do without you?
You don't have to worry about that, okay?
Oh, honey, could you grab me my other box of tissues? They're right on that chair under Ross's coat.
Sure. An old window says lonely. Oh, my God.
Turn on a door. Joey. Company around. Oh, my God.
Sun on the street says you don't own me.
Okay.
Sun on a porch says he's a crowd. Sun on a porch says he's a crowd.